Andrew, we have had folks from Commonwealth Foundation on our program here, Lincoln Radio Journal, many, many times. Steve Bloom, of course, is with us every other week. But for those in our audience who may not be familiar with Commonwealth Foundation, tell us a little bit about your organization.
The Commonwealth Foundation, we're a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and our mission is to transform free market ideas into actionable public policies so that all Pennsylvanians can flourish. So we're a public policy think tank, very focused on developing free market policy solutions and then advocating successfully to get those solutions passed into law so that we have new policies that will benefit all Pennsylvanians. That's what we do, Loman, in a nutshell.
And Commonwealth Foundation has been at this now for, what, about 35 years?
35 years this year. That's right.
Wow. You are, of course, the new president and CEO. However, you are no stranger to state public policy. So tell our audience a little bit about yourself.
Most of my adult life was spent in the military, but I came home about 8 years ago. In 2018, I ended up getting elected to the state legislature, spent two terms in the legislature, focusing on a lot of government reform initiatives, one of which was the Taxpayer Protection Act, trying to get that passed. I introduced a school choice bill, was able to get some good debt reduction bills passed, really focused heavily, like I said, on government reform, on the state government committee, as well as educational reform and educational opportunity. So that's the background. Other than that, I've spent a lot of, since my military career, I've spent a lot of time in the construction industry, first helping my brother build his company, then co-founding and building up my own company, which I sold, and then leading the Central Pennsylvania division for a prominent home builder. And we built, I think it was 138 homes the first year I took over, on track to do close to 170 for this year. So that's the experience, both private sector and military and legislative. And now I'm coming into this new role, leading a nonprofit think tank, which I believe is the most influential public policy organization, certainly in the Commonwealth, possibly on the East Coast.
I think there have been some national awards for Commonwealth Foundation that would bolster your claim that it is a national treasure. In terms of full disclosure here, Andrew mm-hmm. mentioned that he was in the legislature. You were my state representative for that period of time.
Yes, that's right.
And more to the point, you're on the board of directors of the organization that is responsible for Lincoln Radio Journal. So full disclosure, this isn't exactly an impartial interview.
Tremendous organizations all around, though, Loma.
Well, it's so great having you with us and having you in this new role, Andrew. What appealed to you about coming back out of the private sector and into the nonprofit and policy world?
I loved my time back in the private sector, and I love business. I love organizational leadership and development, but I did miss being in what we call the freedom movement and being a part of advocacy for public policies that are going to preserve and even advance individual freedom and economic prosperity. And so when this opportunity came up, I looked at it as a chance to get back into that fight and not only get back in the fight, but do so at an organization that I have long revered. I mean, Commonwealth Foundation was with me and my colleagues in the trenches as we fought some pretty tough fights in the legislature. They've been a beacon of not just information, but public policy solutions for years, even as a small business owner in my early days back out of the military. So, I mean, I've been just a huge fan of Commonwealth Foundation for years. And then to have this opportunity to not only join their team, but to lead the team was something that no way I could pass it up. This is the opportunity of a lifetime to influence public policy in Pennsylvania like never before. And I am excited for it.
And as you referenced, Commonwealth Foundation celebrating its 35th anniversary. I happen to have been around when Commonwealth was founded. Don Eberle was the founder of Commonwealth Foundation, the first person to hold the job that you now hold. And they started out really small. And I can tell you, Commonwealth Foundation has come a very long way over the last 35 years. And I'm sure you're going to lead it to even greater heights. But more importantly than building the institution of the Commonwealth Foundation, Andrew, mm-hmm. is the impact that Commonwealth Foundation and you are having on the lives of Pennsylvanians. And I would like to go to some of your key issues, and particularly, mm-hmm. I think, what is probably the most important among many important issues, and that is giving parents and students the ability to make their own educational choices. You mentioned that as one of the animating issues of your time in the legislature. Want to talk about where things stand with school choice and what Commonwealth is working to achieve?
I think it should be noted, and you talk about the impact of this organization, that we have the EITC and OSTC programs in Pennsylvania, the Educational Improvement Tax Credit Program, which essentially provides incredible opportunities for families, but it's through a tax credit program. You got to find, you know, donors and private sector donors. They get a tax credit, and that does great work for families across Pennsylvania. There is an opportunity we have in Pennsylvania to have universal school choice, which basically means that no matter who you are in Pennsylvania, what school district you reside within, what your socioeconomic status is, you're going to have the opportunity to be able to attend a school of your choice that meets your educational needs. We know that with education, one size doesn't fit all. For some students, the government school is the best option. For other students, we've seen that homeschool is very effective. For other students, cyber charters or charters are what they need. And for even others, a private educational experience is what is best going to serve that student. And so we just want there to be a menu of options open for parents. And that's what we're fighting for. And Lohman, just really briefly, the current initiative that we're pushing to get done is the Lifeline Scholarship Program. And what this would do is provide a scholarship account for all the kids that are in the bottom 15% of our schools across Pennsylvania. So if you're one of the lowest performing 15% schools, you would have the opportunity to take just a fraction of the dollars of that school. Most of the money would still stay with the school, but some of those dollars would come with you to the school of your choice. This would give a lifeline to the kids trapped in these failing schools. And just to put this into perspective, 18 of those schools in the bottom 15%, there are zero kids proficient in math. In almost 20 of these schools, zero children proficient in math. So they really need a lifeline. I think it's a moral imperative. Thankfully, Governor Shapiro has voiced support for this. Unfortunately, he has not put his money where his mouth is. You know, he has line item vetoed this in 2023, and we've got to get this across the finish line in the next legislative session and get it on his desk so he can sign it so we can get a lifeline for these kids.
We are talking with Andrew Lewis, who is the new president and chief executive officer of the Commonwealth Foundation. At the moment, we're talking about empowering parents and students to make educational choices, make the choices that is best for their children. And Andrew, one of the things that has always, I don't know, maybe not puzzled, but bothered me, mm-hmm. is the fact when you look at the money, and you mentioned the fact that some of the money, even if a child chooses to go to something other than a government school, even stays with a government school, it always yep. puzzles me that we see every year hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars more plowed into public education, yet the public education establishment fights every dollar that goes into yep. choice. What is behind that?
It is really odd to see when you see the teachers' union and some other special interest groups fighting every single day to keep kids from having these opportunities. And it is it's simply baffling, Lohman, because when you look at the money, we've had record funding for the government schools, and you would think that with every additional dollar you spend, you'd get increased performance from the graduating classes. Unfortunately, that's not the case. There is not a correlation between increased spending and higher performance. And there are many schools now, due to the hold harmless provision in Pennsylvania, that says no matter how much your population may decline, you have to have the same level of funding every year. That's called hold harmless. And we've seen schools now with declining populations just take that extra funding they get and just pack it away in reserve accounts. And it doesn't best serve the students. We have to focus on funding the students, not funding or propping up failing systems. And so, frankly, it's baffling. I think everybody in Pennsylvania can get behind the idea of making sure the dollars follow the students for an educational experience that's going to be best beneficial for them.
We, of course, now are just a few days away from Thanksgiving, and the current session of the General Assembly has come to an end here. We'll have a new General Assembly sworn in January, which means we start everything from ground zero and build back up. So the Commonwealth Foundation, in addition to school choice, has other policy priorities. Tell us a little bit about those, please.
Sure. We have a number of them. So obviously, number one goal, like we talked about, lifeline scholarships, get them on Governor Shapiro's desk. Number two, we want to fight this gas tax that the Shapiro administration is trying to cram down the throats of Pennsylvanians. We need to defend our number one sector in Pennsylvania, which is the energy sector. And we need to make sure that we fight back on this gas tax, which is the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. Number three, we're going to be looking at regulatory reform proposals to bring forward in this next legislative session to make sure that we have a regulatory environment in Pennsylvania that is friendly to businesses and job creators so that folks can come in and create jobs in Pennsylvania. Fourth, we think that able-bodied adults should be trying to get a job or have a job in order to qualify for certain welfare benefits. And so we need to look at having work requirements, and that's something Commonwealth Foundation will be working to make happen. And finally, we are exploring a constitutional amendment package that will include some great government reforms, a voter ID proposal, and some other things that would be phenomenal for Pennsylvania, and we would accomplish that through a constitutional amendment package. So about five or so key legislative priorities that we're going to be focused on in this next legislative session, which kicks off here in just a few short weeks.
One of the areas of concern with state government is the fact, Andrew, as you know, the state budget has gone up exponentially year after year for the last few years. A lot of that revenue was backfilled from federal money that came in supposedly to deal with the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. That, of course, is now all over. The money is gone. Pennsylvania faces a systemic budget deficit. The Commonwealth Foundation, I would assume, is going to be engaged in trying to keep government from raising taxes and taking more of our money from us?
Absolutely. So there's an initiative called the Taxpayer Protection Act, which is something we support. And that would make sure that we limit the growth of government spending, and it would be tied to population growth plus inflation. And that would ensure that we have a structural protection in place to keep from this runaway spending. We saw the Democrats ramrodded a budget through last session, which basically will drain our surplus account and essentially result in tax hikes in the future unless we can put some structural reforms in place to limit those things. So that's what we're going to be focused on because we want to protect Pennsylvanians from a tax hike.
There's also concern among a certain sector of the electorate, ongoing concern about election integrity. You did reference voter ID as something you want to put into a constitutional amendment package. Is voter integrity something that's also of concern to the foundation?
It is. I mean, we look at one of our pillars is making sure that we have good government and making sure our government is functional, that we bring government reform where necessary. And one of those things would certainly be our electoral processes. And I think voter ID is just a very clear, straightforward policy proposal that everybody in Pennsylvania should be able to get behind.
We have been talking with Andrew Lewis, who is the new president and chief executive officer of the Commonwealth Foundation. We've talked about a lot of policy priorities here, Andrew. Where can folks go on the internet? There's a wealth of research and policy papers available. Where can folks find that?
Yes, please log on to commonwealthfoundation.org. You can read up all about what we're doing. You can see what our team's up to and follow along on the journey here.
Andrew Lewis of the Commonwealth Foundation. Andrew, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Loman, for having me on. It's been a pleasure.